Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know that we need to get to this because we are on Jalen Milroe watch for the SEC bros out there.
Yes, we are.
That is correct.
Yes, we are. We have eyes on him, but we'll see if he's going to make his way down. So we can start it, and then when we need to. And if you have a question, Corby, you can go
for Jalen
if you want to. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay.
There's nothing about OU.
He's like, did you ever consider transferring to OU?
It worked for one other Jalen.
It did, right.
That's in Alabama.
Very much so, it did.
From Tim, Beverly Hills Cop 4 is out. He says, I'm scared to watch it. I expect it to be bad. Which one movie that you loved do you most wish would never have had any sequels to it? He says his pick is The Hangover.
Okay.
I couldn't even finish Beverly Hills Cop 4. I tried.
You couldn't? Really? Man, I'm really nervous. It's not like 3. I can't even remember 3.
Yeah, so I don't think I watched it.
So I may not have watched it, and if I did, it didn't leave an impression. So I'm not as nervous. I was a little nervous about Coming to America, the second one. And when the first time I watched it, I gave it the benefit of the doubt. Then I watched it again, and it was bad.
I thought the one Dumb and Dumber, when they made that other sequel with the two guys that weren't Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, was god-awful atrocious. And even when old Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels did like a more sequel to Dumb and Dumber, I still was like, eh. But at least that one had him in it. But that original sequel to Dumb and Dumber was pure trash.
Yeah. I agree with him that The Hangover is...
Yeah, I would agree too, yeah.
Because The Hangover was so funny. It was so good. I don't know why they had to go down the same path as far as the script goes. Like, why couldn't you just get those guys together and just have another story altogether? You could call it The Hangover 2, but it didn't have to be, oh my god, we took drugs and we woke up 9 hours later and what happened? Oh,
is Hangover 2 when they go to Bangkok?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
and the same thing. Yeah. He slipped them whatever again and they forgot where they were. And, you know, it's just, there's only one time you can get away with something like that. And that's the case with a lot of those movies. And Dumb and Dumber's probably that way too.
What about Back to the Future? How was Back to the Future 2?
I loved Back to the Future 2.
I can't remember.
Because it went to the future, and I thought it was awesome at the time to see that. I remember that Christmas, there was a rumor going around that hoverboards were real, and I begged my parents to try to find me one. I loved it.
Well, I wonder if I watch it again now, will you still love it? Or is it just because
I don't know. Back to the Future 3 and the Wild West was weird.
Yeah. Was Back to the Future 2 the one with the sports book, the betting book?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad.
Okay.
Let's see here. If your wife asked you to blow her away with your best home cooked meal, what would it be?
Mashed potatoes.
Are you serious?
Man, I can tell you, she actually requested that I make them once, and I did it. And I mean, I make a mean mashed potato.
Okay. That's not a meal.
You can eat mashed potatoes as a meal. What else? Would you
No. You can't.
I don't make meals.
But that's the whole point. That's the whole point of the question.
What are you talking about?
You just make sides.
Yeah, I guess.
What would you do, Donnie?
I do good scrambled eggs.
Man, I would say breakfast.
Yeah.
Because we eat breakfast for dinner. We try to do that maybe once a month, once every other month. And that's probably the best thing I cook. But if you needed me to make a decent spaghetti, I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, I think spaghetti high on the list, some form of taco in any form. I could do, you know, whatever meat or shrimp or whatever in there. Definitely breakfast, though. Definitely like some sort of scrambled egg casserole-y, sausage-y-based thing. Like, I love cooking breakfast.
Could you make pancakes from scratch?
Whoa.
Yeah.
You mean like not Bisquick or whatever?
What about eggs?
Is that from scratch?
No.
Not from a mix you can get at the store.
It's not from scratch.
If I just pour it out of the little bottle, is that from scratch?
How do you make it?
Such a sincere question.
Oh, okay, this is a real question. How do you make it if it's
like
not that?
It's like flour and the other stuff.
Yeah.
You sound well-versed in making pancakes.
I know it's
pancakes.
Not the Bisquick, though.
No, Matt, when you say make from scratch, a box that says pancake mix
is not involved. Not from scratch. I would need, I think if I had everything mapped out as far as a recipe, I'd be okay. But I'd definitely need that. I just couldn't just go in there and just whip up something because I don't have that experience in the kitchen. But give me a recipe mapped out, I think I'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And now, like, YouTube, dude, I mean, if this was like 19 or 2005 and you were asked to do something, everything's on YouTube now. You can figure out a way to do anything on YouTube.
Anything.
Matt.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind next time I don't cook.
Over under of years on when the next DFW team makes a final in their sport.
One.
Who you got? Stars?
Yeah. I think the Stars, with what they've done the last couple of years, I mean, it's Stanley Cup final is not preposterous at all. I think that's the expectation. And I do think if it was not the Stars, you're going to take that away. I think the Mavs are in that conversation. I really do. Will they go back to the NBA Finals? That's really hard, but you don't think they'll, and maybe they don't, but the windows for these franchises is open right now.
I would say the honest over-under, like if Vegas was setting it, it would probably be two. Because they would assume that the Rangers, Stars, or Mavericks would have a year.
Isn't it funny that it's not even involved with the Cowboys?
Well, that was the next question. Serious over-under of years on the Cowboys making the Super Bowl. Like if Vegas was to lay that out right now.
I mean, can you imagine if 28 years ago, they go 27 and a half, they would have made a gazillions of dollars of people taking the under.
It may be a Peyton Yeager number.
Man,
the over-under.
Would they be safe? Like, would they say, like, just you set it at seven just to play the odds?
I think so, and I think there would be a lot of people that may take the under because you would imagine that in the next 7 years they could make some run. But what we've seen, I may go to over. I may have to.
Yeah,
but I think smart money would tell you to go to the under.
I don't know. I would take the over right now. Just because if they don't do it this year and they move on from him or something were not work out, then you are in quarterback crapshoot
where
everybody goes, oh, they'll
over.
Just get one in the draft, which you have no idea if that's going to work or not.
Right.
God, what an awful situation they're in right now.
Last year was the year. Last year was their shot to at least make a run to the conference final, if not the Super Bowl, and they screwed that up. So at this point, if you told me it'd be 17 years, I'd believe you.
I know. I would, too. I would definitely.
Let's roll one more, Corby, and then we'll get on watch.
If men and or women were like dogs or your favorite pet, okay, so both men and women are like dogs, would there ever be any divorce? Meaning, if you treated your significant other the way that you treat your pet, or vice versa, we never want our dogs to go away, right?
I don't know. I think she'd get mad if I told her to go outside to use the bathroom.
It's not that. They're not a dog. I'm talking about just the relationship that you have with your pet. It's so different than what you have with your spouse.
Yeah,
and they would agree, too.
Yeah, I feel that style of communication would work well with humans.
Your wife would agree, too. If you were more like Basil, then you would have a hell of a lot better shot of sticking around that house for the next 25 years.
Probably so. And, you know, kind of rubbing my butt on the carpet. Yeah, I think she'd enjoy that, too. Kind of like I enjoy when I see my dog do it.
Bottom.
I know it's probably not right, but it's so funny just to look on their faces. Ice Snake, thank you, man. I know this is a little abbreviated edition, but we're on Jalen Milroe Watch, so we'll do that.
I hear you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, P1.
Bye, boys.
Thank you, Corby.